When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin with Eric Bushman. We've talked a lot recently about different security measures that the police are taking in North Texas and around the country when it comes to the World Cup. There's one area that's getting a lot of attention but has nothing to do with keeping the fans and players safe during the matches. That's the topic of human trafficking. A lot of warnings coming out about the World Cup could be a centerpiece for it. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Jody Neal. She's an attorney at Neal Now Legal, and she is in the KRLD Zoom room. Jody, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me and for your interest in this topic.
So where did the whole idea that these big-time sports events can lead to higher numbers of people getting trafficked?
It's a supply and demand tenet. I mean, you just have more people coming into town. You know that a certain percentage of those have a certain type of proclivity, and you adjust accordingly.
Are there worries that Dallas, Houston, and Los Angeles, which are three host cities for the FIFA World Cup, are going to see higher increases than other host cities, only because those three cities already are known for their huge problem when it comes to human trafficking?
Absolutely. I would certainly be worried for myself and for my daughters, paying extra special attention to any apps specifically that might have access to children.
What kinds of apps are those that parents and families need to be worrying about?
Great question. We know that the use of Roblox has been really problematic for children. There are lawsuits on this topic. We know that Snapchat is an entry point for perpetrators getting access to children. And then we know that just your basic dating apps have a surge whenever there's a sporting event in town. And so you may not be a child, but there could easily be a lot of perpetrators in town who are looking to meet you and might not behave so responsibly.
Various law enforcement agencies are getting out in front of this, the FBI, and then down to the local level. I found it interesting this week that Dallas Police Chief Daniel Como actually said publicly he wanted people to know that Dallas undercovers are going to be out there focusing on human trafficking and also drug activity. Was that important for him to let that be known?
Absolutely. I believe that the more awareness that we bring to the issue, the more a perpetrator might stop and think before they act. It's also really important for the community, especially when we look at individuals who are going to have access to a criminal population. For example, gas stations, fast food establishments, vape shops, liquor stores. We want them to know that we have their backs. They're going to see activity that is see something, say something worthy. And when they do, we want them to know that law enforcement will listen to what you have to say and you're not going to be blown off.
Is there research that shows that big time sports events like the Super Bowl, the World Cup, and other events like this actually does see an increase in cases of human trafficking?
I think that the experts warn that that's going to give a false impression that we can relax anytime we don't have those events in town. But the data is clear that there is an uptake. But the practical reality is that it's happening all the time, basically everywhere.
And this is one of those things that really hides in plain sight. What are things members of the public need to be on the lookout for? Because law enforcement agencies, besides doing undercover work, they rely on people seeing it and reporting it.
Absolutely. Knowing where to report it is important. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is an important one if there are children involved. If a perpetrator has tried to meet your child during this FIFA period through an app like Roblox or Snapchat, absolutely be vigilant and report them. There's also the National Human Trafficking Hotline. I would say for people who work in these establishments, you need to consider yourself also like an undercover. You're an undercover civilian witness, and you need to have an awareness, a baseline awareness that if you see a young female, maybe swollen red eyes, maybe, bruises, maybe scrapes, maybe traveling in a pack more than one. Anything that really gets your gut upset, make mental notes and then write them down. And then if it rises to a level where you feel so bothered by it, I would go ahead and report it. Just have as many details as you can when you make the call.
I've seen more and more airports that are posting notices in restrooms, for example, dealing with human trafficking, because that's one place where someone that is involved and a possible victim of this can reach out. Do those work?
I think they do. At minimum, they're going to tell the person who is being trafficked when they go to the restroom, maybe you're not alone. And maybe over time, that person is able to work up the courage to maybe pass a little note to someone in the airport. But also, too, we know from the Virginia Giuffre and Jeffrey Epstein situation that it's not only commercial flights, right? It's also your car rental places, it's your private airports, it's your private jets. And so, I want everyone who works in the travel industry to be vigilant.
We think of a lot of people think of human trafficking and prostitution going hand in hand, but it's more than that. What other things can fall underneath that umbrella, if I can use that word for human trafficking? Were we talking, forced labor, things like that?
Labor trafficking is another big one. And I saw actually, it was just yesterday that there was an inspection done in a Tijuana house, and the authorities found a tunnel going underneath the house into the United States. And that would be a situation where someone might be looking for a job. You have this big sporting event in town. Sure, I'll pay you cash under the table. And next thing you know it, you're creating a major liability for your employer because you're employing someone who came through a tunnel from Tijuana.
Now, something we don't necessarily hear a lot about in North Texas. How prevalent is trafficking in North Texas?
I believe it, you know, you'll see that maybe at a day labor center. They're not as common as they used to be when I was growing up. It's common enough to where the state of Texas has labor, human labor trafficking as part of its statewide trafficking training that I took.
I had asked earlier, kind of specifically naming out Houston, Dallas, and Los Angeles, this triangle that is infamous for how bad human and sex trafficking can be. But is it fair to say with the different FIFA host cities, people need to be looking out for it everywhere?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's no different than, you know, if you're a liquor store, you're going to stock more Miller Lite or Peroni or whatever it is that the teams coming in town like. You're going to be prepared. And we know from all of this evidence that's been collected, especially in recent years, that it is a supply and demand market. Perpetrators think they can go onto the internet, say, oh, I want someone who looks like a 16-year-old girl, who is a blonde, who wears this sailor costume, and they're going to do what they can to get what they want, no matter where they are.
Jody Neal from Neal Now Legal. Jody, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm here for you.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.